Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. As global warming results in hotter, drier, and longer wildfire seasons, lasting on average 78 days longer than they did just 2 decades ago, such fires release huge amounts of carbon dioxide, the main gas responsible for global warming, and smaller amounts of methane, a more potent greenhouse gas. Indeed, the fires used to clear forests for human use worldwide are responsible for up to 15% of the world's total human-generated greenhouse gas emissions. Another greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas, is 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide, but is emitted by soil microbes at normally very low levels to the atmosphere. Now, a recent study by Audrey Niboyet and other university scientists published online in PLOS One, an online research journal, shows that wildfires cause soil microbes to release huge amounts of nitrous oxide afterwards, and this effect can last up to 3 years after a fire. Thus, wildfires form an important feedback on climate change by emitting large amounts of potent greenhouse gases that further accelerate global warming and climate change. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.